Then the next one we did is we grabbed Jared Hennis out of Rockford Art Deli. He's in Rockford, Illinois, and he runs a really cool shop. Part of it is a retail experience with Shirt of the Month, with free print days, with open houses, and the other part is custom screen printing side. And both of those kind of feed off each other as they're literally in the same space. I got some insight into how he does it, what he values, and what he's thinking about sustainability-wise in the screen printing space. Take a listen. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Jared started Rockford Art Deli. He's in Rockford, which is like kind of northwest of Chicago, closer to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But it has a really, really cool space. Been there a couple times. Really neat background. First of all, what is Rockford Art Deli and how'd you get into it?
So, Rockford Art Deli is a boutique screen printing shop. Been printing commercially for 16 years, 17 years. Wanted to create an experience. So I wanted people to walk downtown and see the press moving. I wanted people to like get engaged and learn how to, you know, t-shirts are made. So we created an experience. So we print in the middle of our retail space. So people can shop for t-shirts while they see the press printing the shirts for rad or for customers. We created this walk-in print shop that, you know, people can experience the print shop life.
Was it a screen printing shop first and then
Yep. You
added retail?
Yeah, so okay. We screen printed and then it's been 8 years now as retail.
What drove you to dive into retail and try that?
I was doing some local pride shirts. Actually, one of our first shirt that I did, we used to have a festival downtown, it's called Waterfront. It was a music festival. School, so it's like, I'm gonna make t-shirts, I'm gonna sell them on the sidewalk.
Sure.
You know, I'm gonna hustle those Gildan shirts. So my first shirt was, I took I Love New York and I crossed it off and put Rockford. So it was like graffiti style, printed all these shirts. We had a couple other snarky ones and sold like two, and I was like, okay, maybe this isn't the right market for me. Started having some like art shows later on,
right.
A few years later, and then they kind of started grabbing on, and I was like, oh, let's like promote Rockford, let's like get some cool some local pride. So it evolved pretty quickly into what we are now, where, you know, people love Rockford.
The designs that they put in retail is a very unique style. I love it. It's really, really cool and clever. Search Rockford Art Deli in Google and you'll be able to find it. You guys do a shirt of the month. You do print days. I mean, like, you do some really cool community heavy stuff.
Yeah. The last few years, we really wanted to start engaging on community. You know, as we grew our name, it's like, how do we do more?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, well, one, you know, selling your local pride shirts is a sustainable business, but it's like, how long can you sell your city's name? So we're trying to figure out other avenues of things to do, and it's like, oh, let's help the community. So yeah, one of our big things is free print days.
Mm-hmm.
That's been our, I guess, claim to fame. So we've been doing it for almost every holiday now, except for Thanksgiving, just because it's so close to the holiday season for us. So we do a theme design for the holiday. So for example, we did the, you know, Christmas one. So we did Baby Yoda. So that was the rage.
Right.
So we do something rad or Rockford Art Deli influenced on it, something a little Rockford eccentric, and then you bring in a blank t-shirt and we print it for free.
Mm-hmm.
One design, black ink, limit 4 per person. We just started that because someone brought in 30 shirts last time. We, you know, started 8 years ago, and our holiday one, we did about 3,000 prints.
Wow.
So
there's lines outside the door.
Yeah, so it was a 2-hour wait for 8 hours.
And you said holiday, so that's in the winter.
Yeah, that was December 22nd or
Holy
something like that.
Holy cow, so the momentum is just really built.
Yeah, so it depends on the day, the design. You know, like our February one was, we used our dog Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of fun. We did 700. So it's like a huge,
huge
gap.
How many times a year do you do it?
So we do Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. We do a spring one.
Okay.
We do 4th of July, Halloween, and Christmas.
Got it. So 6.
And then so those are free print days, but then now we do live print days too. So 815 day, so our area code. So August 15th, we do one where we charge $8.15 for the free print.
Oh.
So it's, you know, it's like we can't do free stuff forever.
Right.
So that's actually our biggest sales day of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So walk-in traffic, we do a bunch of, so we started the area code movement in Rockford. So now everything's named 815 something in Rockford.
Right.
So it's been great, this huge like resurgence of Rockford where people have this pride and are making money off using the area code, which is amazing.
Sure.
So yeah, it's our biggest day.
Interesting.
So we always do a, you know, something really limited and fun, and that one's pretty busy.
That's really exciting though. I mean, the community thing is huge. We talk about it as like, if you were the mayor, what are things that you would do to kind of garner attention and really stand out?
I'm assuming there's competition in Rockford, right?
There's screen printing competition. You know, there's now gaining resale competition just because, you know, we made it popular, so other people are doing Rockford t-shirts.
Do you think that's helped stand out? Or
I think it's both. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's competition's great. I'm not worried about it. I think it's something that businesses need. But we're a different style.
Sure.
You know, like with our free print days now, we started partnering with nonprofits. They come in and actually have a table there, and we're suggesting, like, hey, bring in some pencils or some juice boxes or granola bars, and trying to get people to partner up with that,
right,
just so we can help out.
Right.
Because we have 800 plus people coming in the door. If everyone brings in one can of food,
sure,
you know, what's that do for the local food pantry?
That's huge.
And it's no cost to us. It's no cost to them. They have it in their pantry. So it's been really cool. And some of it's just awareness, you know, trying to bring light to local organizations that maybe I don't know about. So I get to learn about their organization so I can help pitch their cause, what they're doing. And then, you know, my customer base. So it's the big thing is I'm not trying to get their customer base in. I'm trying to get my customer base to learn about them.
Interesting. A few kind of tactical detail questions here. Do you let them hold a squeegee?
No.
Okay, so
unless it's really slow.
So the line, I'm assuming it's very like clear line guidance of walking into the shop,
yeah,
you go around. Do you want that, like, they get to walk around the press?
So they can, yeah, they can. So we've changed it up, it kind of evolved the last 3 print days, which was nice. The line used to be inside, mm-hmm, so it would wrap around the whole store, mm-hmm, you know, because our press is in the middle, so our counter's here, and you'd have this big old circle of people just standing there in line.
Yeah.
But that got, like, it was just, we didn't have room. So it started forming outside now. So they come in, they check in their shirt, they drop it off, and then they can go wherever in the store. They can watch me print it, they can watch it come out the dryer. It's really fun for kids, you know.
Gotcha.
But that's
did you used to let them print and something happened?
It's just so fast paced.
Okay. Just to keep it moving.
You know, for some of the smaller ones, we would definitely, you know, like, I've let some kids print before, we do field trips. Or,
sure.
But those days are so fast paced. The bigger days, it's like 400 shirts an hour. So, like, wow. I just can't, like, hey, kid, come pull the squeegee
right,
real quick.
How's it going to be there all night?
Yeah.
Do you think this drives sales to the business or on the custom side? Or, I mean, you have the retail side anyway, so that's great for revenue on that end.
Mm-hmm. It's both. So, one, it was busier. Like, you know, normally they're pretty good sales days. They were never meant to be that. It was just marketing. We wanted to be able to have affordable t-shirts for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can afford a $25 t-shirt. So it's like, I'll just bring in a blank t-shirt, or, you know, if you're a 5X or 6X, you know, maybe we don't have those sizes. Bring in a couple shirts and we'll print, you know, that design on it for the day.
Sure.
You know, it does generate income, but when it's too busy, it doesn't, because we only have one line. So no matter what, so you have to, like, grab a hoodie and then you go outside and wait in line. You know, so you're taking the merchandise out and then coming back in to buy it. So those are some logistics that we're figuring out. This is it's growing so fast. Custom side, I think it's, you know, it helps. I think that's something we're still identity-wise trying to figure out. I think a lot of people, even though we've been doing custom printing for so long, think that it's like $25 a shirt to get their family reunion shirts
done. Oh, because they buy the retail.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So that's been some new challenging things that we're kind of remarketing. And, you know, because we didn't think about that. We're like, oh, I guess this perception of how our shop looks, and, you know, we are a higher end shop. We do all water based printing, higher end quality t-shirts. The free print days do generate money, but then at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you still have a lot of staff. You know, it's an event.
Sure.
Like, it's a full day event. I think they are a good, it's just marketing.
Right.
It's a huge marketing thing. You know, like, how many businesses have a line out their door for 8 hours?
Sure.
You know, especially on a city of my size.
Right.
So it's just great for photos and for marketing, being like, hey, we had a, you know, and then people talk about it for months.
Right.
You know, every time I see someone's like, man, that line was crazy. Like, I could drove by 3 times and it was so long. So it's just the hype factor. It's like, you know, like, people want to come into our shop, and you see a line, people want to be like, what's this all about?
Yeah.
So it just creates a buzz.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. What's next for Rockford Art Deli?
Well, we're doing a lot of new stuff. So May of last year, we joined 1% for the Planet.
What is that?
So we're donating 1% of our gross sales to nonprofits.
Cool.
So it's a worldwide organization. It's pretty large. We're the first people in Rockford. We're actually doing a press release next week, in March 4th, and we're doing a local forest preserve. Because it's like, I'm trying to help someone, so we're going to do a whole year. We'll be donating our 1% of our sales to that organization. So we're going to, like, kind of partner up and do some monthly videos. Some, we're doing a collab t-shirt. Just some things to make awareness of outdoors and mental health and, you know, single-use plastic and just the environment. So that was kind of a big step for us. Like, as a small business, saying we're going to donate 1% of our gross is pretty large. You know, a lot of businesses don't want to let that 1% go.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. And then, you know, we're still working on becoming more sustainable as a print shop. We're working on becoming a B Corp. A lot more green certifications we're looking into becoming. So that's pretty aggressive and challenging.
It's exciting, man.
Yeah.
It's very also progressive, like you said. I mean, it's just, that's clearly where a lot of the apparel manufacturers are going. I mean, here at ThreadX, we're talking about, Sanmar was talking about, you know, sustainability and what they're doing with their plants in Honduras, how they make fabrics and everything, and how far do they go with it. And obviously, you being a part of Almade, one of the founders there, is a big thing that is part of that too, and water-based printing.
Yeah.
Trying to at least make the next step.
Yeah, I mean, I think as the print industry and the garment industry, I mean, the garment fashion industry is the second most pollutant in the world under oil. I think the awareness and the learning, some people don't want to pay more for a t-shirt. They want that $2 t-shirt, $3 t-shirt. But there's people out there that want that $7 t-shirt, you know, and they want, I think the millennials now, which I'm in, I guess, right in the end of it, people want a story. They want to tell you about the t-shirt they're wearing and they want to feel good about it. Like, they want to know that something good was in that t-shirt, whether it was recycling plastic or ethically made or helping, you know, money go towards orphanages in Haiti or Honduras.
Sure.
Or it's better than just like, hey, this big company just made a ton of money and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and what do they do? I think Sanmar brought up a good point of like asking the question of like, what are our customers asking us? Are they asking for that eco-friendly t-shirt? Are they asking for eco-friendly printing? Do they know what eco-friendly printing means? I mean, water-based is definitely more eco than Plastisol, but is it? You know, it's
right.
It's at the end of the day, it's like a measuring contest of like, well, what's good and what's bad?
Sure.
I think as a shop, we're doing as best as we can to be conscious about what we're using and what we're printing on, how we're printing it, how we're delivering it, how the message is. But is that sustainable? You know, like, it's, I think it's a catchword now of like organic, you know, or natural. A lot of these companies are greenwashing a lot of it, so it's, you know, every vendor can say they have an eco-friendly option now, but do you see where it's made?
Right.
You know,
right.
How it was made, is it really eco-friendly?
All the details.
Yeah, I mean, we feel good about it because we've been to those plants, we've been to Haiti, we've been to Honduras, you know, we've seen the factories, we've met the workers, we saw the process, and it's amazing. It was definitely an eye-opening experience to see how these factories, how lean and automated they run.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Mm. I pulled Jared out of ThreadX from watching this one talk to do this interview, so thank you. I really appreciate the time, Jared.
Thank you.
This is Jared Hennis from Rockford Art Deli.
Give us a follow.